From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Civilian casualties are beginning to mount as the battle for the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah intensifies. Iraqi forces have launched an offensive aimed at retaking the city. The UN Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed in heavy shelling or buried alive under the rubble of their homes. Some 625 families have managed to escape the fighting since last week. Iraqi forces are separating out and screening the men out of concern about the loyalties of those who are leaving the city after living under IS rule for more than 2 years. Over 45 million people are subject to some form of modern slavery, according to a report released by the Global Slavery Index on Tuesday. India and Uzbekistan are among the countries with both the highest absolute number of slaves and the highest proportion of slaves to their population. Citizens of Uzbekistan are subject to state-sanctioned forced labor picking cotton. North Korea also makes the list for the highest proportion of slaves among the population for forced labor in prisons, as well as commercial sexual exploitation and forced marriage of women in neighboring states. More wealthy countries generally have lower rates. The top 12 countries with the lowest rates of slavery are Western European, the U.S. and Canada, and Australia and New Zealand. However, the study did control for GDP, revealing that Qatar, Singapore, Kuwait, Brunei, Hong Kong, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Oman, Japan, and South Korea are among the nations whose governments have taken relatively little action against modern slavery. This is VOA News. Afghan officials said Tuesday that the Taliban took dozens of people hostage near the northern city of Kunduz. The insurgents apparently set up a checkpoint in a pre-dawn action on the main road near the provincial capital and stopped buses and vehicles heading to Kunduz from the national capital, Kabul. A regional police commander told VOA that the insurgents seized at least 52 passengers and killed 17 of them. Residents saw bodies of the slain passengers floating in the nearby Chadara River. A Taliban spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahideen, claimed responsibility, saying it has captured 26 army and police who were wearing civilian outfits and traveling in private cars. He said 6 hostages were killed because they tried to escape, adding the raid was planned after the Taliban had received credible intelligence information from its sources. The passengers traveling in private cars were actually members of Afghan security forces. A regional police commander did not rule out the possibility that there were some security force charges among the hostages. South Korea says a missile launch by North Korea Tuesday appears to have failed. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff released a statement saying the missile was launched early Monday morning near the port city of Wonsan. Officials did not specify the missile type, but reports say it's likely to be an intermediate-range Musudan missile similar to the one the North unsuccessfully tried to test launch 3 times in April. The World Health Organization is advising couples or women living or returning from Zika-infected areas to wait at least 8 weeks before trying to conceive. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization's revised guidelines reflect greater concern that the sexual transmission of the Zika virus could harm the pregnancy. Its recommendations are based on new evidence showing the Zika virus is staying longer in the blood and other bodily fluids than previously thought. WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says the WHO is advising couples to delay pregnancy to make sure any possible Zika infection has cleared.
This is why we are upping the guidance for asymptomatic people from 4 to 8 weeks exactly, and for symptomatic people and those to plan pregnancy for 6 months.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
France is anticipating new strikes this week as President François Hollande refuses to abandon a government labor reform proposal that has sparked months of intensifying strikes and protests throughout the country. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.